From the Kuzovitsky Music Shed at Tanglewood, I'm Brian McCree. Welcome to a WCRB broadcast of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. The colors and textures of music by Thomas Otis sometimes seem to defy gravity, with melodic lines appearing, then vanishing in a heartbeat. But sounds from a much earlier time are at the foundation of Otis's three studies from Couperin. It's part of a BSO concert led by music director Andras Nelsons that begins with another tribute to French composer François Couperin, Maurice Ravel's Le Tombeau de Couperin. Along with these two graceful and elegant visions of Couperin from Ravel and Otis, the program also includes a Haydn symphony, as well as a concerto by Mozart with pianist Daniil Trifonov. It's all coming up on this Boston Symphony Orchestra broadcast from WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston. You might remember a fairly successful Broadway show from the late 50s called The Music Man. And if I asked you what one of the big songs are from that musical, I'm guessing you'd start with either 76 Trombones or maybe You Got Trouble, that one where the traveling salesman convinces all the parents of River City to get their kids into a marching band. But there's another important song from The Music Man called Till There Was You. In its original Broadway form, it's a lovely, kind of syrupy ballad that begins with the words, "There were bells on the hill, but I never heard them ringing." A few years after The Music Man premiered on Broadway, a British band just at the beginning of their career got hold of Till There Was You, recording it in 1962 and adding it to their set when they debuted on The Ed Sullivan Show in 1964. That band was The Beatles, and what they did to the song took it pretty far away from River City, Iowa, or even Broadway. That story isn't unlike what we're about to hear in this BSO concert, with two pieces inspired by a composer from a far-off time, and who isn't included in too many programs these days, François Couperin. He was a French Baroque master, both as a composer and as a harpsichordist. And the inner workings of his music are so fascinating that both Ravel, about a century ago, and Thomas Otis, in our own day, found him to be an inspiration. The results of those inspirations take the qualities at the heart of Couperin's genius and transform them into beautiful creations all on their own, not unlike the way a Broadway show tune from the 50s helped launch the biggest rock band of the 60s. I'm Brian McCreath, joining you from the WCRB broadcast booth at Tanglewood on the Stockbridge-Lenox line in the Berkshires of Western Massachusetts. This Boston Symphony concert at Tanglewood, led throughout by music director Andras Nelsons, begins with Maurice Ravel's Le Tombeau de Couperin, and that's followed by Haydn's Symphony No. 83, known as The Hen. The program continues after intermission with a piece by BSO artistic partner Thomas Otis called Three Studies from Couperin, and the concert ends with the Piano Concerto No. 21 by Mozart with soloist Daniil Trifonov. Ravel's Le Tombeau de Couperin is a sort of dual tribute. Originally for solo piano, the composer channels the spirit of Baroque master François Couperin. But behind each of its delicate, exquisite dances lays a more personal message from Ravel. Created with the backdrop of World War I and Ravel's own service in that war as an ambulance driver, each of the dances is dedicated to a fallen comrade from the war. The four dances that make up Le Tombeau de Couperin include a prelude, forlan, minuet, and rigodon. When you look into the stories of those friends to whom each movement is dedicated, you get a picture of true friendship. The prelude, a quicksilver work of lightness, was written for Jacques Charlot, who transcribed Ravel's Mother Goose for solo piano. Next is the forlan, dedicated to Lieutenant Gabriel Deluc, whose relationship to Ravel remains mysterious, but whose paintings show a clear aesthetic kinship. The minuet is dedicated to Jean Dreyfus, whose parents gave Ravel something like a second family. And the rigodon is dedicated to brothers Pierre and Pascal Gaudin, who were childhood friends of Ravel and who were killed by the same shell in 1914. Each of the stories is touching, yet there's really nothing in the sound of this piece that's mournful. It's truly a celebration of life. The BSO gave the American premiere of Le Tombeau de Couperin in 1920, with the music director at the time, Pierre Monteux. 8 years later, the composer himself led a series of performances at Symphony Hall and at Sanders Theatre in Cambridge on a program that also included his own La Valse, Rhapsody Espagnole, and Scheherazade. Many other conductors have led the BSO in Le Tombeau du Couperin, including Serge Koussevitzky, Richard Bergen, Charles Munch, Seiji Ozawa, and Bernard Haitzen. And now coming on stage is BSO music director Andres Nelsons. He'll begin this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert with Maurice Ravel's Le Tombeau du Couperin from WCRB. That's Ravel's Le Tombeau du Couperin, performed in concert here at Tanglewood by the Boston Symphony Orchestra and music director Andres Nelsons. The audience immediately claps for the first solo bow, which Andres Nelsons gives to John Farrillo, the principal oboist of the BSO. Very, very challenging part, but one carried off gracefully and beautifully by John Farrillo. It's really one of those pieces that oboists spend a lot of time learning when they're putting their craft together, and John Farrillo, one of the best at it. Andres Nelsons and the Boston Symphony Orchestra with Le Tombeau du Couperin by Maurice Ravel here at Tanglewood. The minuet, the second to last movement of that piece, apparently was one of Maurice Ravel's favorites. It was on the music stand in his room when he died in 1937. I'm Brian McCreath from WCRB in Boston, bringing you a Boston Symphony Orchestra concert from the Koussevitzky Music Shed at Tanglewood. After a few changes to the stage here at the Shed, this concert will continue with Haydn's Symphony No. 83, known as The Hen. You can hear broadcasts from Tanglewood each week at this time on the radio, and our complete broadcast schedule is available online at classicalwcrb.org/Tanglewood. That's where you'll also find Boston Symphony concerts available to hear on demand, as well as a link to the Tanglewood box office to help plan your own trip to the Berkshires. Again, that's all at classicalwcrb.org/Tanglewood. Haydn's symphonies, including the one we're about to hear, are at the heart of what's called, in strict academic terms, classical. During the several decades, roughly extending from the 1750s to the early 1800s, composers were usually going for a sort of perfection and balance and structure in their music. But when I talked to Andres Nelsons about this program, he said that those goals can be heard in music that came later as well.
The value of classical in this concert, I think, is very important because it doesn't only mean the classical period of Haydn, Mozart, Beethoven, although we play Haydn symphony, of course, but again, Haydn also was a very innovative with the structure of the classical, let's say, sonata form even. So, and then, of course, Ravel, which is, you know, we know from all the big pieces and with all big orchestra, whether it's Daphnis or La Valse, and then here suddenly we have this small orchestra and this dedication to the, something which is before, and it's so interesting somehow, I think, in this piece, how he combines the typical Ravel impressionistic coloring, but within the classical form. So this shows actually that classical form after Beethoven, there is so much still to for many composers to tell.
That's BSO music director Andres Nelsons. Like a lot of Haydn symphonies, the 83rd symphony has a nickname, but it's not one the composer was thinking of when he wrote the piece. In the 1800s, long after Haydn had died, probably in order to keep it straight among the other 105 symphonies Haydn wrote, someone named number 83 The Hen, based on the sound of one of the themes in the first movement. At the point Haydn wrote the piece, he had been working for the court of a prince named Esterhazy, just outside Vienna, mostly writing symphonies, chamber music, choral music, pretty much anything else the prince wanted him to write. And for a long time, Haydn didn't even realize that he was gradually becoming famous because of illegal copies of his music making their way around Europe. One place where his music really caught on was Paris. Well, in 1779, Haydn's contract changed. He was able to write music for others outside of Prince Esterhazy's court. And this symphony is one of the results. The Symphony No. 83, The Hen, coming on stage is Andres Nelsons. He'll conduct the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the Symphony No. 83 by Haydn from WCRB.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's the Symphony No. 83 by Franz Josef Haydn. It's known as The Hen, and it was performed in concert here at Tanglewood by the Boston Symphony Orchestra and music director Andras Nelsons. Once again gives solo bows to many of the players who had solos, and those include Elizabeth Ossling playing flute, John Farillo playing oboe, Richard Ranty, the bassoonist, and James Somerville, the horn, principal horn of the BSO. Andras Nelsons and the Symphony No. 83 by Haydn got its name from the quirky little theme in the first movement, the second theme, that sounds sort of like a hen clucking along. It's not a piece that's been completely unknown on BSO programs, but it has been 27 years since the last time this orchestra played it. That was back in 1990 when Roger Norrington led the 83rd Symphony right here at Tanglewood. He had conducted the Symphony No. 83 a few months before that at Symphony Hall. The first performance by the BSO of this symphony took place in 1969, once again here at Tanglewood with conductor David Zinman. The audience hoping that Andras Nelsons will return to the stage, and here he comes to receive the applause of this audience here at the Kuzovitsky Music Shed. These days, it's very common for orchestras to sort of whittle down their string sections for classical symphonies like this one by Haydn, other symphonies by Mozart. In this case, that probably wouldn't be too appropriate. This is one of six symphonies known as the Paris Symphonies by Haydn. And from what we know about the orchestra that first played this, it was actually probably bigger than the BSO, with 40 violins included. Well, stay tuned. There is much more ahead in this WCRB broadcast of the Boston Symphony Orchestra coming to you from the Kuzovitsky Music Shed at Tanglewood.